defeat the Taliban? That is the big, bad question flying over the Middle East right now. We'll talk about that in a few. Thousands of Pakistanis are fleeing that war-torn area, and they're getting a real insight into just how bad these guys are. Not that they had coexisted for a while, but not that they didn't have a little bit of a glimpse after what happened with 9/11 and some of the other things that certainly have happened in the Middle East. Also very, very big, Drew Peterson, finally, attaboy, finally they got him. Law enforcement clamps down. Drew Peterson now being held in his third wife's death. Remember, the fourth wife disappeared, and they still have no trace of Stacey Peterson. And now he is officially going to be made a suspect, I believe, in the fourth wife's disappearance. They're pretty confident in their case. Interesting, because he's being held on $20 million bond. I guarantee there are a lot of people that are happy about Drew Peterson finally getting nailed. Of course, he still has to get his day in court. In the meantime, some other things that are going on include, sadly, Mother Nature rearing her ugly head again and taking a bite out of Southern California in Santa Barbara. It's pretty hellish and pretty hot. Here's how one firefighter described it.
We had about 100-degree temperatures up there, about 10% relative humidity. The fire burned directly into the homes. Some of those homes didn't have good brush clearance, and unfortunately, those burned.
Yeah, so, and it continues to burn. People are, when I say people, I should say other firefighters are being flown in from other areas to try to help this, but dozens and dozens of houses are burning down. It's about human life, of course, because as sad as it is to lose your life's savings, your nest egg, whatever, watching it go up in flames, obviously human life is the main thing here, and thank goodness there has been no confirmed reports, rather, of anybody losing their life, but homes are just going up like tinderboxes, one after another. One development, they start to get it sort of under control and get that fire line going, and then it bursts over into another. And it's those Santa Ana winds, and as long as those winds are there and those conditions are ripe, it's very tough, and we've seen this over the years. How long have you heard about the California wildfires? How long have you heard about the Santa Ana winds? It's something that you deal with when you live in Southern California. You know, it's inevitable that when the perfect storm hits, there's not too much that you can do other than evacuate. So thousands of people have been evacuated from Santa Barbara. In the Capitol, it's all about Obama wanting to cut $17 billion from the budget. Of course, the budget, you think of $17 billion, and as he said in his own press conference, the money doesn't seem like a lot of money to the people in Washington, but to Americans, it's a lot of money when you talk about $17 billion or a million here, a million there. The problem is the proposed cuts, and let's be serious, amount to less than one percent of a $3.6 trillion budget outline. I mean, come on. And a lot of people in Congress, obviously, not happy with this, namely a lot of the GOP, and the Dems are pretty much lining up and backing Obama as far as that's concerned. Now with these cuts, I mean, it's a drop in a bucket when you talk about the spending. And what he said is that some of the cuts that we're putting forward might not seem like a lot, as I said, and some of them will be painful, but it'll produce some of the money, at least some of the money we need to save in these difficult times. And even the White House budget director said that the plan calls for cuts, it's just a start, and there's more that needs to be done, and we're going to do it. Especially curbing the growth of Medicare and Medicaid health care programs for the people that are poor and obviously the elderly. So $17 billion a year. And again, not great results from the guys in Congress. I mean, if we were to take a vote of this, does it make any sense? Are the proposed cuts enough? Or should there be more, in other words? Should there be more other than the things that are being cut at this point? And think about it. You've got oil and gas, they're talking about 26 billion in tax breaks, and Obama says they're unjustifiable. So that's one of the things that's, I'm sure, going to be on the table to fight. There are a couple of other things that some of the lawmakers aren't going to be too happy about, including in California, New York, and Florida. You've got the elimination of the state criminal alien assistance program. What that does is it gives bucks to states, money to states, to help set off the cost of incarcerating illegal immigrants, did you hear what I said, who commit crimes. Now, even George Bush tried to kill that program. It's a $400 million program, and he could not successfully do it. Will Obama be successful on that? Also, there are a couple of other things that have to do with earmarks for different things, like a West Virginia highway project for one, and also diesel emission reduction grants, and that would be California, and a whole bunch of things. It would take me the entire show to list them and go through one by one by one. You know what's interesting? One thing that they didn't touch, that's the fun part, to go and look at what they didn't touch. One of the things that's still in place is a $9 million program to promote whaling and trading history at museums in Alaska, Hawaii, Massachusetts, and Mississippi. So they didn't cut that. No, we're going to leave the $9 million there. And, in fact, most of the cuts, a big chunk of them, really have to do with defense and some of the other things that I mentioned. So there's going to be a lot of grumbling and a lot of complaining. And really, it truly is. I mean, all I can say about it, when you think of the amount of the budget, it is a drop in the bucket. And ultimately, that's what it amounts to me. It's just a big thud, really. Not much teeth in it. If you were giving me a staggering amount and saying, okay, here's what has to be cut, and we're just going to call it all's fair in love and war, and we got no money, folks, so here's what we're doing. And speaking of having no money, well, the banks are crying poor, and the stress tests prove that at least 9 of them are not doing so well, and they need $75 billion. Perhaps this is part of the problem with these. It goes back to the bad mortgages again. It goes back to the credit cards. And we're paying for those sins, and we're going to continue to pay for those sins for probably the next couple of years at least, if we're being honest about it, right? And here's the big one on the night. Nancy Pelosi, constantly, of course, railing on the interrogation methods. It turns out that Nancy Pelosi, who was high on let's release all the memos, did appear in a memo, and she did know about the use of enhanced interrogation techniques. There was a report that was prepared by the Director of National Intelligence, the office there, and it shows that Pelosi was one of the people that was briefed. Now, that contradicts a statement that was released last month that she said she was never told that waterboarding or any other enhanced techniques were being used on terrorist suspects. That report was like the shot heard around the Capitol because it was submitted to the Senate Intelligence Committee and the feds this week, I want to say like Wednesday. And now it's sort of out. Everybody knew it was coming, but now it's out. And what happened, of course, is Pelosi's people just released a statement saying that she had been briefed but had no idea about the waterboarding. So we know that there have been some Democrats and certainly Republicans that have accused Pelosi for a long time of being infected with a disease called the politically motivated amnesia. It's convenient to know things when they help you, and it's convenient to forget them when they hurt you. So the push to, of course, go after the people who crafted the memos, what about somebody who was a lawmaker who certainly was aware of them and could have voiced an opinion on it? She didn't do anything about it and is saying she was briefed but didn't know about the waterboarding. Now, do you believe her? And that's the question. Do you believe her? 800-259-5791. You can jump in on any of the stuff that we just talked about, obviously, including Pelosi. And how do you feel about the Speaker of the House, Madam Speaker, in some hot water? Hang with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system.
So I guess she broke the silence, but she didn't tell anybody what they wanted to hear. The answer is, you know, I was briefed, but I didn't know. I mean, come on, give me a break. So while the Democrats are pushing to prosecute members of the Bush administration, now they're going to get exposed too, which is what the deal is. So it's on both sides, right? We got it running all over the place. 800-259-5791. Hey, coming up, we're going to preview Star Trek, the new movie that's out. Yeah, that's sure to be a big hit, I am sure, this weekend, because people who aren't even Trekkies are talking about it. Anyway, so the speaker briefed, the document says the speaker is briefed only once in September of 2002, and they're admitting that, but, I mean, give me a break. This is just, it's ridiculous. I just want to scream, liar, 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 pants on fire. I mean, she misled people. Come on, give me a break. That's what it says to me, at least by what we see from the memo, right? Or am I not reading this correctly? What was she, if she was told about the enhanced interrogation techniques, she had to be told about the stress positions, about the things that they were doing, and she had to be. So, because what was she briefed on otherwise? And the statement that was released was terse and to the point. I don't think she really wants to discuss this, and they know this because it's now game on. Game on. Anybody that she crossed, they are going after her big time. So, okay, you want to prosecute people involved with this, that means everybody, Democrats, Republicans, etc. Be careful of what you wish for. Mike is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hi. Apparently I got dropped like a minute after I got put on hold, but that's okay.
All right, well, thanks for calling back.
Well, no problem. I mean, I listen to you every night for like the past 2-3 years. But then you have to talk to Sam, and it's like you got talking about 2, 3, 4 different subjects, and mm-hmm. Let's see, baseball, I don't want to talk about. It's too depressing. Remind me too much of Pete Rose a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then what I'd originally called in and wanted to talk to you about and made a point on is the whole placeholder budget money that Obama wanted. And I was going to say, well, conservatively, let's say 10% of people in America know about that and care about that. So that's 10% of $300 million, $30 million, that sounds like an awful lot to me even. But there's so many people, it's like, what does that mean? I don't even know. So many people don't even care. And there's so many other subjects, like I said, that you've hit on in the past hour that are kind of depressing. There is one thing that I do want to touch on, if you don't mind, that
sure.
There's a kid in my neighborhood, okay? He just graduated from high school about a year ago. His name's James Reed, Quincy, Illinois. I gotta salute him because he joined the Army right after he got out of high school last year. And now he is on a 2-week leave. And then in about another week or so, he's going back to Baghdad. And I know there was a story on him this week in the past week on our local TV station saying, hey, in the park this weekend, there was a picnic for James Reed from Quincy, Illinois. I've got to mention it because I've known this kid since, I don't know, he was 12. Now he's 18, 19 years old. But I got to salute him and thank him for his service. He's a big patriot. What else can I say? You know what I mean, don't you, Ken?
I know what you mean, Mike. Mike, we're glad that you jingled us back. Sorry we depressed you with some of the stuff we were talking about.
Yeah.
But it's water cooler buzz, man, and people want to talk about Manny.
I know. And all that depressing stuff doesn't matter since I got to call you back and talk about that kid in my neighborhood, James Reed, and all the troops. I got to salute them. That's really...
I agree. Mike, you know what? We're going to let you slide, and we're going to give a big round of applause for the man that you just mentioned, the young guy that you mentioned, and everybody else, of course, who has served. Make a note of this. In fact, we'll have some more on, but forever, I had a lot of people on, a lot of the troops actually from some of the camps and whatnot in Afghanistan, in and around and outside of Baghdad. And we certainly support the troops and for all everything that they've done. And to me, that's why I said what's sad is you've got Iraq now leaving Iraq on the 30th. Because that's the demand of the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, saying, oh, we thank you for everything, and we're ready to stand on our own 2 feet, but are they really ready to stand? And what's going to happen in Iraq? What I hope happens is what I don't think, and I think it's a fantasy, that everybody will get along, and it'll be a peaceful or semi-peaceful place, that there might be some uprising, but it definitely can be handled by the military there. The scary thing to me is that so much has been sacrificed, and ultimately, will this be a situation where you walk away and it turns into almost another Vietnam? And that, my friend Mike and everybody listening, would be very, very depressing. We got a couple of emails here, and you can send us an email at americatonight.net or 800. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. But we are definitely going to check mail because I've got a lot of it backed up, and I appreciate that. I know that there's some people that are actually working, and they don't want to lose their jobs, so they're not running into the restroom to call, and they're emailing us. But that's good because we know you're out there, and sincerely, we definitely appreciate that. So we're going to go through. Can we hear that again, the inbox thing?
You have mail, mistress.
I like that. I don't know why, but for some reason, it kind of, the voice in that reminds me of the Princess Bride. What do you think, Matt?
I'm trying to figure out where it's from, because I got
That's what I was doing.
I got it for you a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember where I got it. I don't remember. I can't remember if it's
Maybe
from...
it was, it's not from the movie, the Tom Hanks movie, You've Got Mail.
No. It's, I don't know, I'll have to Google it, maybe on the next break, and I'll figure it out for all those wondering.
I know, because it's a burning topic out there.
The magic of the Internet.
The magic of it all. Okay, a couple of interesting emails here. One from LEG, and LEG says, hats off, you have a great show, Kate. I love listening to you at night. You give a guy... you give the guy down the dial a real run for the money. He's constantly talking about the same thing over and over again about UFOs, and you add a fresh perspective. All right, thanks. I think that she's talking about Nori, and if she is, George is a good guy, and that's focused on, that's what he focuses on. He focuses on all that sort of stuff, and sometimes he actually does have some pretty good guests. He's got a guy that sometimes fills in who we're going to have on the show, Peter Lance, and he has some interesting things to say. He's actually written a couple of really good books. Here's one from Patty, and Patty says, "Hi, Kate, I got to tell you, I saw that Oprah interview with Elizabeth Edwards, and I say kudos to Elizabeth, but I think John's a scumbag." All right. I don't think his political career is going to be revived anytime soon, certainly. And it was very awkward when they ran into him in the hallway. Oof. It's just the old glib, easygoing John Edwards. Boy, he just was not there. Here's one from Brian. "Kate, what do you think about Pakistan? I've heard you talk about it now for the last couple of days. Do you really think everything's going to fall to the Taliban? And how big of a disaster do you think that is?" Well, I think it's a disaster in the sense of the nukes. We keep going back to the same thing. Where are the nukes? What's the deal? Will the Taliban be able to get the nukes? I mean, this sounds like a Dr. Evil movie. You know, Mike Myers' character, you know, Dr. Evil? Well, just take Dr. Evil and multiply it. Because if you deal with a group of terrorists, I don't care what you call them, if ultimately the goal is, and they don't care about human life, is to kill other people, I mean, I'll say this again, we know this. Right, I probably don't even have to say it. You can't negotiate. Where is the negotiating in that? There's no negotiating. Is there any negotiating? Is there any wiggle room here? And the answer is, nah, there's no negotiating. Here's one from Kelly. Kelly listens to us WVMT in Vermont. "Hi, Kate. I love it when you mention Vermont, so that's why I put in where I listen to you. Also, I want to say I can't wait till you start talking about Star Trek because I don't know much about this new movie. Do you think it's worth going to see? I've heard you say that even though you're not a Trekkie." I'll tell you why it's worth going to see. We're going to talk about that on the flip side. Hang with us. Much more to come, including Spock next.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home. And IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Probably to catch a flick, and one of the biggest ones being released. Now some of the bigger ones are starting to come out because we're getting closer to the summertime, and that's ultimately what happens. And you know, on this show, we always talk about that this is Mother's Day weekend, so you're taking your mother out or your wife or whatever, or you're cooking, I guess, guys, or doing something, I'm assuming, to recognize the women in your life. So it may be the time to go to a movie, too, and it might not be the Star Trek movie. It might be one of the others that are already out, what they called chick flicks, like The Ghosts of Girlfriends Past that we told you about last week with Matthew McConaughey. But maybe she's into Star Trek. And the special effects on this, I'm told, are just incredible. I'm not a Trek person. I mean, I know I've gone to all the movies, though. That's the interesting thing. I like the Star Trek movies. So the fate of the galaxy, of course, always rests in the hands of bitter rivals, right? James Kirk is an Iowa farm boy, Spock, raised in that logic-based society. And the guy who played Spock, Leonard Nimoy, forever, you know, live and prosper, live well and prosper, you know, that whole thing. Can anyone do that actually with their fingers? He was recently on, I think, the Today Show with Al Roker, and he had some interesting things to say because he was part of this movie as they went backward. He somehow has a cameo in this, and here's what he said about being on the set again.
On the one hand, it was like slipping into an old bathrobe, you know, mm-hmm. Very, very comfortable. On the other hand, working with all these very, very talented people, and with the memories of the people that had gone before, it was a very emotional experience for me. I'm not surprised because I read the script, obviously, and I had a good conversation with the writers, who I admire a lot, and J.J. Abrams, the director, told me what they had in mind, so I could see it coming. But the backstories have been alluded to earlier in some of the TV series and in some of the earlier films, but never as well told, and as told in such human emotional terms as it is in this film. And that's what I think makes the pictures such an important and wonderful experience, because J.J. Abrams has made a very, very big film. It's got great special effects, great size, great scope, and a scale. But at the heart of it is this great human core.
All right, and so you heard exactly what Leonard Nimoy thought, of course, of the script, et cetera. Anybody out there into Star Trek, anybody out there going to run and go see this? It's the time for the movie is over 2 hours. It's PG-13, and you got fiery clashes and, you know, all the stuff that you would expect to see, I guess, in a way, but it takes you all the way back, kind of like what Star Wars did, where you go to the prequel. And here you go back to the beginning. How did this all happen? And what happened to James Kirk and all that other stuff? So this, to me, may end up being one of the better ones. Again, I'm basing it on people that I know like my taste and think, oh, you're going to love this one. So we're going to let you hear a clip in a second. But I guess nobody listening to me can do the actual scissor thing or whatever it is for Spock. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Ultimately, I was wondering this out loud. Who is the favorite character of most people? Is it Spock or is it James Kirk? Is it the captain? I don't know, Matt Johnson, what do you think? You aren't a Trekkie either, but you certainly are very well aware of Star Trek and have seen some of the movies and stuff. Which character do you like the best?
I think if it was between Kirk and Spock, I'd have to go with Captain Kirk.
I would too.
Just because he seems like he's more risk taker, dangerous, and then you got Spock, who's just the logical guy, as you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You also have who is it, the doctor guy?
Scotty. Doctor.
Or is it a doctor?
There is a doctor.
What was his name?
I can't think of his name.
I can't either.
People that are Star Trek fans are
going nuts right now.
Crazy listening to our description of it, of the Starfleet cast. Who else is part of the Starfleet? I mean, of course, we know Scotty, beam me up, the engineer.
I can't
think of the doctor's name.
I can't either.
Oh, it's going to kill me. I can't think of the doctor's name.
We have phone calls coming in. Maybe one of these people will know.
Of course. 800-259-5791. Oh, that's so depressing and sad, isn't it? I guess depressing and sad are the same words, that we cannot come up with that. This is Star Trek J.J. Abrams' version of it, and none of the critics have panned it. They've all said it's great. Roger Ebert from the Chicago Sun-Times says you want space opera, you got it. Let's see, from the Boston Globe, they say the greatest prequel ever made. Okay, that's pretty good. Not that I always care what the critics say, but Entertainment Weekly, with a crew like this, you welcome the future. That's good praise. I don't think people would necessarily have any trouble trashing if it was just the worst, the worst thing they had seen. Let's see. Los Angeles Times, epic storytelling, ramped up action. New York Times, the spirit of adventure and embrace of rationality that define the show are in full swing. All right, that sounds good, right? Star Trek boldly goes where it should. That's San Francisco. So far, I'm going through all the newspapers. Don't you love that? The magic of radio. I'm going through all the newspapers, actually, right now, things I pulled aside, and I can't find anything that trashes it. Rolling Stone, a burst of pure filmmaking exhilaration. Let's see, what else do we have here? I'm sure none of you care about the critics. Here's one from Real Views. Represents a good beginning. All right, because, here's the thing. When you go to see this movie, keep this in mind. It is like Star Wars in the sense that you can bet if there's massive success with this one, and it's just called Star Trek, if there's massive success with this, they'll go back and they'll continue through. Because you could do that. Now you have two new stars, two new unknown talents who are taking over the roles and pushing it forward, advancing it forward. You'll see more of them if the movie does well at the box office, and I think it will. I mean, it's destined to do well. I can't imagine people don't go to see it. Hey, Matt, we're going to play a little sneak preview for you. I think do you have that clip that we can roll?
Sure. You want to hear that?
Let's roll that trailer.
I couldn't believe it when the bartender told me who you are. are you talking to me, man?
Your father was captain of the starship for 12 minutes. He saved 800 lives. Including yours. I dare you to do better. Enlist in Starfleet.
You will experience fear. Fear in the face of certain death.
Pull your chute!
We received a distress call. I've been waiting for this day my whole life. This day of reckoning.
We've got no captain and no first officer to replace.
Yeah, we do.
You are capable of deciding your own destiny. The question is, which path will you choose?
James T. Kirk was a great man. That was another life.
Have off your torpedoes. Emergency evasive!
Fire everything!
Oh, you gotta like that drama in that trailer. Ooh, I'm definitely going to see it this weekend. Daniel's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Daniel, does the name of the doctor ring a bell with you?
All I can remember is Captain Kirk called him Bones.
but was it McCoy?
Yes, Doctor
okay.
McCoy.
McCoy, how could I not know that?
Your guy.
Uh huh.
But
McCoy.
I can do that funny little Vulcan hand thing with both hands.
You're kidding.
Logical. No, I can do both hands. Of course, I've been watching these people since I was 6 years old.
Oh, so you know all about it. You know all about Star Trek.
Yes, I'll try to.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Who is your favorite character?
Oh, it's got to be Spock.
Spock.
Leonard Nimoy has always been a great actor and he, you know, you see him now, you still see Spock, but he's done other things, and those have also been wonderful, wonderful things also, the other things he's done. One of the things I really liked him in was a show called In Search Of years ago.
And, I remember that show.
Yeah, and he just would go around and do odd stories about odd things.
Yeah.
Which kind of, you never see any reruns, unfortunately.
All right, it was good. Are you going to go see it this weekend, Star Trek?
Oh, yes. I don't know if I'll be able to go see it this weekend, but I'll go see something like this. I can't miss something like this on the big screen.
Yeah, I think on the big screen it would make a difference versus, of course, you can rent it and everything once it comes out, but it is going to feel different. And J.J. Abrams is, I know I keep saying this, but he just blew out the effects, and it's incredible on the big screen.
Yeah, we see, I haven't even been watching any trailers or anything on this yet. I don't want to see anything about the movie at all until I go and see it.
Awesome. Well, Daniel, thanks for the call so we know. I love that you can do that. You can do that with your two hands, the Vulcan sign. I mean, I have tried for the life of me. I can't do it. I have to, like, tie them back or something. Hang with us. Much more to come here on ATN.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronchnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today. IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciac's Tea, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That was just one little movie preview. Star Trek isn't the only movie out. There are a handful of others as well, but I think it's going to dominate at the box office. Wolverine, it was smart that Wolverine opened up last week because then there's no head-to-head competition, although I'd be curious. There will be this week, but it's not opening week. I'll be curious, I guess in a way, how the second week of Wolverine performs against Star Trek. I just think there are too many people that have memories of childhood memories of Star Trek that will all certainly go out and see it. And then people that are curious are people who just like the Star Trek movies. Because I like the Star Trek movies. I've seen all of them. And, it, you know, it's one of those days where I'm in between sports, like I'm watching some game and I'm flipping around or something, and one of the movies comes on, I do watch it. I mean, I do watch all of the Star Trek movies. So there are probably a ton of people just like Daniel in Kentucky, and they, you know, they know a lot of the characters and have seen it from the time they were a kid, and it brings back those memories. So I think it's going to just rock at the box office. So coming up in our next hour, we'll have the rest of the movies that are also coming out, at least some of the bigger ones anyway. For the last, gosh, what has it been, 3 weeks now or so, the swine flu, or as the new name is, influenza A, H1N1, has been dominant. The headlines have been just pounded to death. And, of course, we've talked about it. We've had a couple of doctors on. We've talked about, are you concerned, worried at all, not even interested, hope that people are okay, but it's not in your backyard. And the answer for most of you was, yeah, you know, I think it's more of a dust-up than, you know, more is being made of it than it really is. Well, the number of confirmed U.S. cases for swine flu rose to almost 900 in 41 states because, you know, they do this daily report from the CDC and tell us what's happening. The U.S. death toll from the swine flu is at 2 right now. The World Health Organization figures show 1,800 cases of it, of infections, and that's in 23 countries. Mexico has 42 deaths. Only 2 outside of Mexico, and they're the 2 in the United States, the woman in her 30s who had chronic health problems, who died in a Texas hospital, obviously sad, and the Mexican child who was visiting relatives who was 22 months old, also in Texas, who died last month. And the acting CDC director is saying, hey, that his name's Richard Besser. He's saying the swine flu outbreak is going to reach a pandemic level. So, you know, which is it? Are we scared to death, but we're reopening schools? Should we be worried that there's not going to be a vaccination to the fall until the fall? Or what's the scoop? Here's the deal. You got to think about other diseases and how widespread they are and how many people they've killed. It's like somebody told me, when you hear the word pandemic, well, I mean, what are you thinking pandemic? Are you thinking of the bubonic plague in the 14th century or the one that really comes to everyone's mind, the Spanish flu, was so widespread and infectious and ultimately lethal? You know, is it pandemic and minor are two words, as somebody said to me, that really don't mix. They really don't wash. So I think the CDC and the World Health Organization need to get on the same page. One is threatening that it's serious and a pandemic, and the other is saying that there are signs that everything's going to be fine, blah, blah, blah. And so you got to think about this, folks. I mean, the U.S. death toll is 2 dying in the United States, okay? So, yes, I think you have to take some hygiene precautions, but isn't it a good time to remind everybody? Might be nice if you wash your hands when you go to a diner and come back to break bread with me and eat that greasy hamburger, because that way you're not worried about catching any other thing that you can catch. That's part of the problem, okay? So I'm saying that I certainly don't want to get the swine flu. But the whole idea of it, is this a full pandemic? Who ultimately is declaring this? And ultimately, what does that mean? If you say it's a full pandemic, what does it mean? Stay in your house if there's a curfew? We're going to have this vaccination and, you have to decide, flip a coin whether you want to take it or not, because if you take the vaccination, don't you remember the people who died the last time around in the 70s? Gosh, I mean, it's a whole bunch of misinformation, I guess, is what it is. We continue to get fed the same thing. Tell us what it is. Tell us what it means. And if you don't know, tell us you don't know. We don't know. We don't know where it's going. We think it seems like it's becoming contained. And the reason you're hearing these higher numbers is because a lot of these are cases that are backlogged that haven't gotten the samples to the CDC. And there's an incubation period. I mean, if you were telling me that 10,000 people in the United States had it, yeah, that would be worrisome. I mean, that's the thing. What is the number that would worry you? What is the shocking number that if I jumped on America Tonight and said, here's how many people have the swine flu in 41 states in the United States. 2 people have died, but here's how many people have it. And we're working on this vaccination, and it's not going to be ready till the fall. And every day, thousands more are tested. And the trucks are coming to your neighborhood because they're testing everyone. There's quarantines here and there. I mean, what ultimately is the scary number? I guess you have to think of what is the scary number to you. And I can't see how this is the scary number. Like I said, I live in an area where they've had cases. And I hope, if anything, more people are washing the hands, covering the face when they cough, because I still see that. You're in the supermarket and someone starts to hack up a lung, and they're in the produce aisle, and I'm thinking, man, I'm washing everything twice, please. Hey, we complain about, you know, the tax rate in the United States. Who doesn't complain about taxes? But I saw a story today, and you know, in the UK, it's just, boy, you just have to be more than wealthy to live there. In some cases, depending on where you're living, I've talked to people that have lived in London, and they just tell me outrageous stories about what they're paying for rent and stuff. And apparently, the taxes are pretty brutal. You've got people, if you're making, and this is pounds wise, over £100,000, you're being taxed 61.5. Yeah. 61.5 on the earnings. So that would be $147,000. After that, it falls back down to 41%. I mean, it's kind of like I looked at this map. It's kind of like an up and down wave. It looks like a wave. Oh, there'd be riots if that happened here. 61.5%. Take what's equivalent to $147,000. And you tell me, especially with the housing costs there, man, I got to think that people want to strangle Gordon Brown. I got to think that they're not happy with this. And it's a sliding scale, so I think they're trying to sort of bury it. Imagine that politics in England, so that a lot of people aren't really catching what's happening here. And capital gains tax and all that sort of stuff, and how they're reversing things, and I can tell you for sure, as much as I complain about our tax system, and I'd love to see a flat tax just across the board, what they've got in the UK is just brutal. Even if you're making nothing, you're getting taxed pretty high there. 61.5%. Man. Matt, if you were taxed 61.5%, I'm going to say I'd probably have to find you 5 roommates to live with so you could afford the rent. Would I be right?
I'll just take half your pay. Supplemental income.
Exactly. My, oh, my. And the world spins on all axes, doesn't it? All right, don't be frustrated if you can get in this hour. You can talk to us next hour, certainly, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Remember, despite everything we say, whether some of it is negative or some of it is super optimistic, we all can ride around on that carousel, folks, and reach for the brass ring. That's why we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, right?